Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Energetic Alignment, your daily dose of affirmations and vibes that'll have you feeling like a freaking superhero in no time. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host and hype woman extraordinaire, here to guide you through the roller coaster of emotions and help you unlock your full potential. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Emotional healing. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help episode, hear me out. Emotional healing isn't just about feeling all fuzzy and positive all the time. It's about becoming aware of those tricky emotions that pop up, understanding their roots, and learning to navigate them with grace. Think of it like a superpower, the ability to not only weather life's storms, but actually transform them into beautiful rainbows. So, what are some key takeaways from this emotional healing journey? Let's break it down. Number 1. You got to give yourself permission to feel everything. Don't try to bottle up those emotions. Anger, sadness, fear, joy, they all play a part in your beautiful tapestry of life. Suppressing them only creates a backlog, like that laundry pile you keep ignoring. We've all been there. Acknowledging and accepting your emotions is the first step towards healing. Think of it like giving yourself a warm hug even when things get tough. Number 2. Unpack those baggage bags. Ever felt stuck in a rut? Like you're repeating the same patterns over and over again? It's likely because unresolved emotional issues are holding you back. Take some time to reflect on past experiences, what triggers certain emotions. What wounds need tending to? Journaling, therapy, or even talking to a trusted friend can help you uncover those hidden gems. Remember, facing your demons is the bravest thing you can do. Number 3. Learn to love yourself unconditionally. This isn't about vanity, it's about self-compassion and acceptance. You are worthy of love, regardless of your flaws or past mistakes. Treat yourself with kindness, just as you would treat a dear friend. Talk to yourself with that same warmth and understanding. Ditch the inner critic, because you deserve so much better. Number 4. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the negative, but shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny sky, or even just the feeling of your feet on the ground. Cultivating gratitude is like planting seeds of positivity that blossom into joy and resilience. Number 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Lean on friends, family, or professional therapists for guidance and encouragement. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Ever felt like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? You know that feeling when you just want to scream and shout, but hold it all in instead. Maybe you've been replaying past hurts or allowing negativity to dictate your mood. Well, let me tell you, I've been there. Back when I was navigating the roller coaster of my own emotions, I felt like a ship lost at sea. There was this one time, remember that job interview I told you about? The one where I totally bummed because I got tongue-tied and froze up? Yeah, that experience sent me into a spiral of self-doubt for weeks. I replayed the entire thing in my head, analyzing every word, every stumble, every awkward silence. But then, I realized something crucial. Dwelling on the past wasn't going to change anything. Instead, I decided to focus on what I could learn from the experience and how I could grow from it. That's when I started practicing self-compassion. I gave myself permission to feel those feelings of disappointment and frustration, but instead of letting them consume me, I acknowledged them and then gently released them. Remember, it's okay to not be perfect. We all have moments where we stumble and fall, but the real strength lies in how we pick ourselves back up and keep moving forward. So recap time. Emotional healing isn't about ignoring your feelings, it's about embracing them with kindness and understanding. Unpack those baggage bags, practice self-love, cultivate gratitude, and remember you are never truly alone on this journey. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you prioritize your emotional well-being? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a space of support and inspiration together. Don't forget to subscribe to Energetic Alignment and join me every day as we unlock our full potential and radiate positivity into the world. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.